Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast. Hello, guys. Welcome to a very special Bachelorette bonus episode brought to you by Pantene Shampoo and Conditioner, some of our favorite hair products. So today we're going to be recapping this episode number 9. Can you believe it? Next week is hometowns, or I guess next week leads us into hometowns. Bananas. I am so excited to break down this episode on the I Don't Get It podcast because we don't get to often because you guys will be very raw. And sometimes, you know, I'm a little too buttoned up when we talk about The Bachelorette. We also have two very special guests to break down the episode with us. We're going to have Sydney come on and talk about Ben's date, and then we'll have Emily come on and talk about the Bennett and Noah drama and the Bennett group date.
And also the cliffhanger we were left with.
The cliffhanger with Bennett, which we never, ever foresaw. Should we start out just like the three of us talking about that for a second?
Okay.
I totally saw it.
Wait, you guys saw her being confused as to whether or not she was going to let him back in?
No, I totally saw him coming back is what I meant to say.
Okay, fine. I can see him coming back.
I totally get what you're saying. And that's kind of like my number one question to Sydney, even though it wouldn't be 100% accurate. It's like, obviously you have to ask the actual person, but I would like to know from Sydney, because she's Tayshia's friend, if she actually thinks Tayshia is conflicted, because I just don't see it.
Like, we never felt anything between Bennett and Tayshia. So why is she torn as to bringing him back to like a week that is so important?
Yeah, this is my thing. I know the four that are going to hometowns.
Which is who for you?
Zach and Ben, and I'm either Ivan or Riley. I think that's who she's deciding between.
I think it's Riley, to be honest.
And then, shit. Who else is my fourth?
It could be Noah, honestly. Oh, Brendan.
Brendan's
my top three. To me, is Brendan, Zach, and Ben.
Me too. And I think Zach is like the complicated choice. You know how there's always like a complicated choice and there's an easy choice?
Ben is getting to be a complicated choice.
No, I think after Ben's date last night, which we'll obviously dive into, I think she got exactly what she needed from this person. And I think he's like all systems go. I think Zach is the one that we obviously felt a lot of trepidation around because he was like, oh, this is real. He started crying. He's like, oh my God, she's coming home. I mean, you know, it's just, I think Zach's going to be the complicated one here.
Yeah, so I think back to the whole Bennett thing, there's an obvious four. There's an obvious five that could go, but Bennett has never been one of them.
No.
Never going to go. So why even bring him back?
I think this is obvious. I feel like this is like real entertainment. I don't know. She could have had, again, you guys know that we don't see everything. And I think when Bennett did get down on one knee, we did feel like some sort of like, he did kind of have feelings for her. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, he said, what did he say to her? Like, I'm falling.
He said, I love you.
He said, I love you. And that's like the wildest thing I've ever heard. Okay. But I want to talk about this stuff with Emily. And I really want to talk about the serious stuff, Ben, with Sydney. Okay. So let's get Sydney on the line now.
Wait, before we get Sydney on the line, can I just complain about one thing?
Yes, love complaining.
Spencer fucking went home. Are you kidding me? That's like one eye candy.
Who? That I was like, you think that he's eye candy?
Are you kidding? Spencer got the first impression rose. I was shocked that she kept Noah over Spencer. I am so confused by this.
See, I'm more attracted to Noah than I am to Spencer.
I don't think we really got to know Spencer that well, did we?
Very strange first impression rose. I think it must have been totally physical that she picked him for the first impression rose. Right. And then she just never felt anything beyond that.
I think Noah is like the really funny guy kind of in college that you like just because he was like kind of funny, but not because you saw anything futuristic.
Yeah, Lauren, in my head, I'm like, she's keeping Noah around to make out one more time.
Yeah,
and that's probably like, what I would do. That's what I would do.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. All right. Let's get Sydney. Why do we say Sydney's name? I feel bad. I always refer to her just as Sydney because it's look.
We've never had another Sydney in the franchise, so she
just is Sydney. Courtney, producer Courtney, can you please? How do you say her last name? Latoko. See, that's the problem.
Latoko. Okay. All right. We're letting Sydney in. I cannot wait to just dive into Tayshia's season with her.
Yay!
Hey, Sydney.
Hi. How are you?
Hello. We're good. Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. Happy to see all of you.
So you're good friends with Tayshia. I mean, let's just start out by saying one of the best bachelorettes of all time.
I agree.
And I mean, like, top three, 1,000%. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm getting all flustered here. I am so passionate about her as Bachelorette. And like, maybe it's because like I am genuine friends with her too, that I do feel more of a connection, but just watching her is effortless. It is something. Nothing is awkward.
She always has the right thing to say.
Always
the right thing to say. Comfortable with the emotions.
I think the world feels this way. She literally was born to play this role. She's so good. She's so present with every guy. And she never fucks up. She never fucks it up, ever.
No. Well, we've been campaigning for her to be the Bachelorette since the moment we met her. Like, if she didn't end up with Colton, if she didn't end up with JPJ or whoever she was on these shows with, we were like, she's obviously the choice for Bachelorette. And the fact that she has been gone through these interviews multiple times now and still didn't get it until halfway through Claire's season was like shocking to us. And we didn't understand how they didn't see it. But I feel that now that she's finally getting her moment, like she was made for this, like you said, like she was literally born for this. She has this like celebrity like quality about her just naturally, and she knows how to command a room, and like she's gone through so many things too in her life that she knows exactly what she's looking for. So it's like the perfect time for her to be doing this. Also, it should have happened a long time ago though too. So I'm really
it's so weird because she is so natural in an unnatural environment, like in an environment that like nobody should find natural. Like she's just like, oh no, I know exactly how to handle this.
Yeah,
she's
also she's been through it, you know. Yeah, like, she was married.
She was married, and like coming in halfway, you could have a lot of insecurities about it. You could like, she had some maybe doubts at the beginning, but she's really worked through those really quickly, and she's not let herself like fall back to that. And she's really in it. You can tell, and she's really taking this seriously, and she's just like shining. I think it's a really awesome thing to see, and I'm so happy for her.
Can you give us any insight into how she's doing now? And, you know, is she happy that she did the show? Does she have any regrets? How is she doing right now?
From what it seems, she seems to be doing well. Like she is being very private with it. And I think because there's so much public things happening around her that she's kind of keeping it close to the chest. I know that she's like been mostly with her best friend from like a while now, like pre-show, pre all that. So I think for her, she's just kind of staying to herself and just enjoying time and, you know, keeping things close. So yeah, she seems to be doing well though, from what I can see. And she was great.
She's not getting any hate, which is amazing. Everyone's just praising her. Like,
you can't find a bad thing to say.
She looks great. She sounds great.
She's literally glowing all the time.
Incredible.
Like, what is that sheen over her whole body?
Why is she so freaking pretty?
Like, I don't know.
Every episode, it's like she gets prettier and prettier. And I'm just, in every scene, I'm like, that look. Oh, that look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
She's like glowing at all times. It's incredible.
And her boobs, man. I just find myself staring at them. I'm like, oh, this is why men just stare at boobs.
Have you seen her breasts uncovered? Are they just as spectacular?
I mean, I was with her on Paradise, so she was like always in a bathing suit. And just always perfect. And she's one of those girls that like drives you crazy. She can pretty much eat whatever she wants and just still looks like that. So
you can tell, but she's just perfect.
Well, I just love the way she handled that. I know Bennett situation when she like confronted him and she like had the perfect words to say. She's like, let me speak. Mm-hmm. And then like it came out perfectly. And I was like, that makes sense. I never thought of it that way. And I think he was like, oh shit, I met my match. Hence why he was like, I love you.
I know. Yeah. Well, because I feel like no one in his life has ever put him in his place and he's needed it.
Yeah.
For how old he is. Like, no one has done that. And that was finally someone that stood up to him. And he was like, oh, shit. Like you said, like, I'm in love with you, because it's no one is can normally do that. And he's a really smart guy, so he knows what to say with his words. But a lot of it's kind of just like fluff. And she was like, hey, listen, I see you and I see what you're trying to do. And that's not working for me. So yeah, props.
I died laughing when, you know, when Bennett leaves and she comes back and Noah's like smiling and she's like, don't laugh.
Yeah. Don't smile.
She's like, no, no.
You can reprimand
these
boys. That was so funny.
She's like, this is not a win for you. And I was like, yes.
His stomach slipped.
But like, I knew it. I was calling it. The second that she said like, Bennett, can I walk you out? I'm going to walk you out. I was like, oh, this does not mean that Noah's safe. She's going to go back in there. And like, I thought she was going to eliminate him too.
Me too.
But the way that I knew it, I knew she was going to say something that good to Noah.
I was really surprised she didn't eliminate him, actually. Yeah. I think she should have. But
I think it's hard for her to tell at this point. That's the thing. Like, why is Blake still here? I'm shocked that Spencer went home because he was her first impression rose. Like, I'm a little confused by a lot of things. But yeah.
Sydney, I'm so mad Spencer went home.
I was like, I thought we were going to see something from him at one point because we really liked him in the beginning. Like, she seemed to really hit it off with him. Then it was like, what happened to him? He kind of just like disappeared into the background. Huh. I don't know what that was about.
Blake must have been a mystery. Wait, is Ed still there? Or
no,
am I missing?
Ed's gone.
Sorry, they're one and the same to me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. They're the foolish ones.
They both have Jimmy Neutron like heads, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess he was just like attractive at the beginning and like kind of just faded, but I was still confused and like why we didn't see anything of him after that. But
yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's just bizarre how Blake is still around too. So we're going to see Blake get a one-on-one next week.
Where he obviously goes home.
He's going to go home. Like, that's one of those where it's like deciding if it's like the easy date where she was just trying to see if anything could be happening from this. And I doubt it, honestly. Because at the beginning of this, he was still having feelings for Claire and like really wasn't sure about Tayshia. And now he's still around. But I don't really see it. So
what a formula. I love it.
So who's your top three, Sid?
Yeah. Who is your top three?
I really love Brendan is like a front runner for me, but not normally I would think that. But he is just so genuine and like seems like a sweet guy. And he's just like so happy to be here. And I love it. I trust him the most.
Of my front runners, I trust him the most.
Yeah, it's not calculated for him. He's just kind of like, oh, I just love being here and I really like you and da da da.
But Brendan is the easy choice. I'm telling you guys, there's a complicated choice and an easy choice. Zach's complicated. And I think Brendan's like, he's like the guy you should marry.
He's the roofer. Like, how sweet is he?
He has like a real genuine job. Like, not that Zach doesn't, but Zach has a lot of skeletons in his closet. So that's a little, I don't know, that makes me a little nervous. And I can tell that she's like trying to hold herself back from Zach a little bit because she knows that he has some things. And like the whole cheating thing that happened where she thought that he had been cheating on his ex-girlfriend or whatever, but it ended up being like his sixth grade ex-girlfriend. So you could tell that she was super nervous about that because she's been through that before. But I have
a theory about that. I think that he has cheated before, but he said this story so that when like the light went on and he like kind of beat the system by saying, I have cheated. This is my one cheating story. Because he seems like a cheater to me.
I don't know. I agree that that was seemed a little weird, yeah, but I think that in the back of his head, he was thinking, oh, sixth grade, if I don't say this, it's going to go off.
That's what I mean.
So
yeah.
I have to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean? You think that he's cheated another time, which I'm going to choose not to believe.
I feel that maybe he's made a lot of change in his life, but he's gone through some things and made a lot of mistakes, which is like you can commend anyone for getting through that, but you're always going to, in the back of your mind, wonder if he's going to fall back on those things that he did in the past. So I would be a little nervous for that, but he seems like he's changed and he's like wants to do better now, but you never know. Mm-hmm. And then I love Ivan and I also love Ben, and I like that he's now like opening up finally.
What I love about this season is because we don't have the crazy backdrops of like international travel, mm-hmm. or even domestic travel, we've mm-hmm. really been able to dive deep into who people are. And this season has been more real than other ones because mm-hmm. just because you haven't heard past contestants for the past 16, 20 years talk about trauma, everybody mm-hmm. has past trauma mm-hmm. and you've either worked through it or you haven't worked through it. And that could be never being in a relationship or attempting to take your life at times. So mm-hmm. I think it's unfair to think that people wouldn't be ready just because they've been through things.
I wanted to clarify like, that too.
I think when people date, very often people are like, I don't know if I want to deal with this. And it's so like that sense of people are, I could just find someone, you know, that grew up in a white picket. And it's like, you really can't. Like everyone's been through stuff. I've had bosses in my life who have been sober for years, who are absolutely fine. You know what I mean? Like live an incredible life. So I just think it's a good opportunity for everyone to sort of open their minds to accepting people for who they are and not mm-hmm. expecting them to just like fit in your life perfectly. However, having said that, of course, Tayshia's been married before.
Yeah.
There's certain things like when you have been committed to someone in your life like that deeply and they cheat on you, that's like her trauma, right? She's mm-hmm. like, I'm not trying to go through that again. I'm not introducing people to my family that I don't think are serious. And I think going back to the Ben date, I truly believe like everything happens for a reason and we're all on journeys and you know, every failed relationship is like a teacher. And like, I literally said to myself, Ben was meant to be on the show to go through this experience. And he's going to be such a better man after mm-hmm. this because he loves himself more mm-hmm. because he was holding all this in, hadn't even told his sister that she saved his life. Like this is such an incredible story arc for someone like Ben that I'm rooting for him all the way, whether he ends up with Tayshia or not. But like he was meant to be on here. Same with Zach, you know, mm-hmm. when Zach's like, it's a miracle that I'm here, mm-hmm. you know, after everything I've been through. Mm-hmm. It is true. It's like people can really turn it around. But I will say, I really commend the show. And I think a part of it has to do because of the pandemic that, we're not seeing people in helicopters and stuff, that we have more time to dive deep into like who these people really are, you know.
The quality of the conversations have been so much better this season. And maybe it's a mix of everything. It's a mix of Tayshia, the men, mm-hmm. and the fact that it's not over the top.
One thing, I just want to say that if Ben and Tayshia don't end up together, I think that they're going to have a kind of friendship or bond because mm-hmm.
She was the first person
that he told.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with all of that. And just, the show is becoming less fairy tale and like happy ending so much and more like real and like relatable. And like, these are things and conversations that people have on dates now, especially with the mm-hmm. world the way it is. It's like important to have these conversations. And I'm really glad that they're showing that. And it shows that the show is really like pushing themselves and pushing their audience by even airing these conversations, because in past seasons, this would have never happened. So I think it's really awesome. And I love the direction they're taking with it.
I agree. Even the conversation with Ivan, I thought was like literally the single most important conversation to ever air on the show. Mm-hmm. And like these conversations with Ben and Zach are like equally as important, you know?
Mm-hmm. I also think that like on a little bit of fluffier note, like there hasn't been like a lot of bachelor speak. I use that term bachelor speak. Like, I feel like I'm falling in love with him.
Here we're
like,
for the right reason.
Oh my God, we're taking a helicopter today. Oh my God, this is just like so amazing because everything is so beautiful. Like there's just so much less like descriptive language mm-hmm. that just, it sounds like fluff to me. Mm-hmm. And it's a great relief.
That's like what I tune out. So like I tune out like 15 to 20 minutes of the fluff usually. But when I was watching, I was like completely delved in. My heart was in it. Mm-hmm. I was crying. Twice.
You cried? When did you cry? Last night?
When Riley was explaining his story and why he changed his name.
Oh.
And then Ben.
Oh yeah. My God, Riley, we didn't even talk about that. That was so deep too. But it's so funny you guys say that because I remember when the episode started and, you know, we started right where the last episode finished in the middle of this sort of two-on-one. Mm-hmm. When you juxtapose how serious and how substantial and like full of substance these episodes have been with like things like this, I'm literally on my phone. I'm not paying mm-hmm. attention. I'm like, this is so dumb. Can we move on to like the cool shit? Like mm-hmm. her sitting down with guys, getting to know them. I'm like, this is such a waste of time. And it made it even more so a waste of time when back in the day, the 2-on-1 was the one episode everyone looked forward to.
Oh, yeah. So true. Yeah. Like, can we get the most dramatic date over with so we can have like more romance? The romance is back.
It's getting real.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm loving the cast, and I love that they're really showing everyone. And you can just tell that they all genuinely care for her, like all the contestants do. Like when she had the 2-on-1, they were all so concerned with like how her day was and like how she's feeling. And I feel like you haven't really seen that before. It's all like, I don't always believe it from the contestants when they're like, oh, I love her so much. Or like, she's amazing. And I'm like, are you serious? But I feel like they actually really do care for her. And they're showing that side of that. So
because she's such a badass and so real and like genuine, you know. Exactly. And she genuinely cares about them. So it's reciprocated.
Before we let you go, Sydney, I just want to know if there was anything that happened on your date a couple weeks ago I thought was hilarious when they basically did like Fear Factor and they like had to do orgasm sounds and all that stuff. What was it called? It was like a dare date.
It was a bunch of dares.
Dare date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truth or dare.
Anything that is funny that didn't make the cut?
Yeah.
And like anything about the guys, especially with Bennett and like that proposal being one of the moments that we actually like felt a soul from him.
I know, right? He has something in there, but it's hard to see. We actually also made them wax each other. So there was a whole section missing where they had to come back and show us their wax strips. And Bennett has so much chest hair that like he had like a square missing, like 40-year-old virgin. Really bad. And then Kenny, maybe this is why they cut it out. Kenny literally took his pants down and showed us the spot that was waxed on his genitals. So there's a lot of more nudity that we didn't get to see, but they definitely put their own.
I'm glad we didn't see that.
I can't unsee it.
Wait, did you actually see his wing? His wang.
I looked away out of respect for my boyfriend, but he pulled his pants down and like kind of covered it with his hand. He kind of pulled a bend, but like not fully nude. Okay. He just kind of covered it and showed us.
Interesting.
We're like, Kenny, can you pull your pants up?
I don't want to see that.
No, it was a lot.
I never really want to see that.
No, it was like broad daylight. Everyone was sweating. Yeah. It was too much.
So funny. All right. Yeah. Well, Sydney, great insight. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you guys can follow her where?
I'm on Instagram at Sydney Lotuaco, Lotuaco. See, people always struggle.
Oh, that's how you say it. Yeah. We totally said it wrong, I think.
It's okay.
Lotuaco. That's such a dope last name.
Thank you.
It was nice meeting you, Sid.
Nice to meet you, too.
I hope we get to see you again in a non-COVID world one day, IRL.
Anytime. Let's hang out.
Bye, Sydney.
Have a good one.
Bye.
You too.
I don't know if you guys saw the Pantene commercial that aired during this week's Bachelorette episode, but it threw me back to the time on Chris Soules' season that I did not have my Pantene shampoo and conditioner. And I feel like no conditioner works besides Pantene. Pantene leaves my hair the most soft. But anyway, so I didn't have it. And when I got back from that 30 days of shooting with so many, you know, blow drying and hair curling and straightening moments, I had to cut off 4 inches. Do you remember, Lauren? My hair was like so broken. Mm-hmm. I had to cut off 4 inches. If I had...
That's literally how I feel right now, in quarantine.
Well, if I had my Pantene, I think I would have been able to prevent that.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be... You'd be protecting against all that styling. You'd be shampooing, conditioning with the anti-breakage and moisturizing shampoo and conditioner, which would essentially keep your hair strong for every night rose ceremony of styling.
Well, the commercial says that they prevent up to 90% of future hair damage, or what they like to call hair break, because forget about heartbreak. We got to deal with hair break.
Isn't it nice and comforting to know that we can actually prevent hair break? I know I wish we had a tool for heartbreak, but at least we have control over one thing in our life. Hair break.
One thing in our life. I don't know what it is. If only like the next heartbreak I go through, I could just like throw some Pantene conditioner on it. I will say that I feel like whenever I use Pantene, and I've been using it since high school, right. I get so many compliments on dates. Guys are like, what? Your hair smells so good. I don't know. It's almost like, you know, when Khalees said her milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, I feel like my Pantene brings all the boys to the yard. I don't know what it is. And the smell is just so nostalgic. And I feel like after using the Repair and Protect Pantene shampoo and conditioner, it has fixed like the past 6 months of damage that I've done to my hair, just styling it over and over and over again.
Well, Lauren, what's the science behind this? Because, you know, you're our professional here.
Well, if you don't infuse moisture into your hair weekly, your hair will break. If you brush your hair and you notice the little pieces coming off, your hair is in dire need of moisture. So Pantene will help you there with the moisture shampoo and conditioner. And they also, I think in their core collection, they have strengthening lipids. Pantene's nutrient-rich formula builds up the hair's immunity to stressors and frequent styling. So you're basically just ensuring that your hair will not break with future damage, keeping it healthy with all of those nutrients and moisture. And it prevents 90% of future damage.
Well, basically, the bottom line here is helicopter rides on The Bachelorette, high stakes rose ceremonies, and heartbreak is pretty much inevitable for our Tayshia, our Bachelorette. But Pantene...
Oh, Tayshia needs to be using this product on the regular. Do you know how many styling and little, even like smoothing away flyaways with like some gel, that's even drying to your hair.
Really?
She needs to be using this every day.
Ugh.
Not every day. Don't wash your hair every day, but you can wash it like 3 times a week.
So guys, like we said, we can't prevent heartbreak, but you can prevent hair break. So pick up Pantene at your favorite retailer. Okay, we're now letting in Emily Ferguson.
Hey, Emily.
Oh my God, I haven't seen your face in so long.
You're so cute. I love it when you don't have makeup on. It just like, you're just like still so stunning. It's crazy.
No, I'm just really pale. That's all.
No, you always say that. And also, Emily, you'd always talk about dark circles and you literally have none, just so you know.
Okay, Naz, you're being...
I'm looking at you right now. You have none.
I miss you guys so much. Oh,
I miss you too.
I listen to punk alternative rock pop on the way here just for you.
Oh my gosh. I love... Machine Gun Kelly has some new song with Travis Barker.
Oh my God.
Well, his whole album is with that Travis Barker guy. Unbelievable.
But are you dying? Are you dying with him and Megan Fox together now?
I mean, the one person I'd probably go lesbian for is Megan Fox or Miley Cyrus. They're both so hot.
She's getting better with age. She looks amazing.
It's, I know. She's literally so unfair. It is. It's unfair.
All right. Well, let's talk about you for a second. You've been with your boyfriend for 3 years. So, like, is it just a count? Like, are you just, like, constantly being like, when are you going to propose to me?
I was running before this, and I knew you guys would ask this. And I was thinking to myself, there's one thing I don't get, and it's why the hell has Will not proposed yet? That is something I...
This is why I feel comfortable asking you this.
I know. Emily's the best.
I can't even deny, like, the past 6 months, I probably have been, like, a little bit of, like, a raging bitch to him. Because, like, on my birthday, he did this whole, like, picnic setup. And he's like, I want you to know it's a little bit romantic, but it's not a proposal. And in my head, I'm like, he's fucking with me. Like, this is, like, a setup. It's a joke. So I come home, and I didn't know it was a picnic setup. And I come home, and I see you... I'm like, he's proposing. And sure enough, he didn't propose. And I was kind of like a little bit of a brat, but I mean, I told, like, how do you not think that's a proposal? Like, I can't help myself, but I think every weekend it's happening. I'm like ready every weekend.
Do you think Christmas is it? Maybe.
Oh yeah. It could be Christmas, Emily. I feel like that's big for his kind of people.
No.
that's like
the blonde people of the world.
The blonde and blue eyed people, that they are Christmas.
He said he would never do it on a holiday or like a special occasion. So it's just going to be on a random date that means nothing. Cause he says that's too cheesy to do it on like a special day.
I mean, I agree.
So that's great. That is
so.
And I don't like super cheesy either, I guess, but like, I do want my proposal to be super cheesy.
Is your whole Instagram feed different rings?
Oh, you should see all my saved stuff.
Okay.
So I've picked out the ring. Like, I know, I don't know what the ring looks like in an official setting, but I picked out the ring so I know what I'm getting.
Okay.
I've been wanting to ask you this. Do him and Emily's boyfriend get along? Like, what's that dynamic like? Haley's boyfriend, sorry. I'm so out of it right now.
So when they first met, Will's like a super shy guy. He's not very like, isn't going to make an effort to be your friend. You're going to have to be the person to make the effort. So luckily we have this guy living with us named Oscar, which is Will's childhood best friend. And he's super like easygoing and gets everyone chatting. And the way they became good friends, Ola and Will, is through the video game called Warzone. And they just started playing Warzone, and they bought Ola some headphones, and they started playing stuff. And then they started golfing together. And now they're like really good friends, which I like, because now at family functions, they have each other. Because
golf and video games bring boys together. It's incredible.
All the boy things. So, but yeah. now Haley's away in Sweden with her boyfriend. So,
how do you guys deal with that?
Oh God, I don't know. This has been the weirdest past few months, like ever, like without Haley, because she was here during all of quarantine, and now she's not here like at all. And I do miss her, but I'm happy that she's happy. So, like, I'm okay knowing that she's happy. And this Ola is like the best guy in the whole wide world. He's probably going to propose before Will. Honest to God.
You would be so pissed.
Would you be pissed, Emily?
Okay.
I feel like Haley wouldn't allow it.
Haley wouldn't allow it, but also I wouldn't really be mad, because I bet you they will get married before me and Will, because I've already talked to Will, like, we wouldn't have a wedding until 2022. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee Haley and Ola will be technically married before me and Will. But I wouldn't be mad, because my sister has had the worst dating history compared to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm just happy that she found someone. Yeah. Honestly, like, I don't really care. Like, everyone's timing is different. I just have to keep reminding myself that I can't compare my relationship to everyone else's. And yeah, maybe people date for a year and get engaged. I'm 3 years and still waiting, but everyone's story is different. So I try to tell myself that, like, it'll be okay.
Those 3 years went fast in my life, you know?
They do. They went fast. They really did. So I'm just trying to be patient. I know it's coming. I just don't know.
Well, that's so exciting, though. I'm so happy for you, friend. That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited.
All right. Well, let's dive into somebody else's dating life, Tayshia. Now, Tayshia and Haley, did they both like kind of have, did they have friction, or did they have friction in Paradise with JPJ? Or was it more like JPJ creating the fiction?
I think Haley said that her and Tayshia didn't really talk a lot. So I think that kind of, they just distanced themselves from each other. So I do remember Haley mentioning that she felt that Tayshia was really cold to her. Mm-hmm. So I think there was probably a little bit of friction, but I kind of also blame JPJ.
So. Yeah. I mean, that would be normal. You're not going to be like, hey, want to have breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. When you're dating like the same guy, you're not going to really be nice to each other.
Yeah. So are you rooting for Tayshia in all of this?
Yeah, I'm rooting for Tayshia. I mean, I watched the episode and she just looks, she looks stunning. She's
perfect. She's literally perfect.
She's really calm too. I feel like she's really calm.
Yeah. I'd be like fidgeting and be like, wow, what do I say? Like, she's just always very poised and listening and like reflective, you know?
Poised is the word. She listens very well. It looks like she's actually listening to what the guys say before, instead of just getting like, kind of like Claire, just getting like upset, you know?
Very true.
Very good at listening.
Yes.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
So I want to talk to you about the group date. So we got the lie detector test, and I love lie detector test dates. It's funny because they keep reusing, you know, the wedding dress date, but we would love more lie detector. I would have a lie detector test on every season. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The last one I think was Josh Murray. Remember how he freaked out because he didn't want Andy to see the results? Because remember there was like some lie.
Was Andy in the room when he did the lie detector test?
Yeah, no, maybe like, maybe no. I think like she got a packet of all the results, and then Josh like and convinced her not to look at them.
No, she was like, I was never going to look at them.
Yeah, right? Chris Harrison handed her the envelope. I remember it was like a manila envelope, and she was like, nope.
Why would you not read that?
I don't know.
Read that so bad.
I
wouldn't. Ignorance is bliss. Fuck it.
Well, okay. So on this, we find out that Zach like cheated on his sixth grade girlfriend. But do you believe it? Do you believe that that was just a sixth grade girlfriend? I'm choosing to believe it was just sixth grade. Lauren thinks there's more.
Well, from dating like a previous cheater on and off, I kind of believe. Okay, sixth grade is a little dramatic. I feel like I can't believe he had a girlfriend in sixth grade. Like, who has a girlfriend in sixth grade? But I do also think, like, once a cheater, always a cheater. And I do kind of think there's more to his story. That what Zach C, right?
Yeah, I think I think there's more to it.
You guys, why do I love Zach so much?
He's cool. My favorite. He's sexy, you know?
He's so sexy.
Zach was my number one on Claire's season.
How old is he?
Really?
Yeah.
He's 36.
So see, this is my red flag. I'm like, why, if you're so perfect and you're not like a cheater, why aren't you?
Well, he went through a lot. You know, he
was
like,
married before too.
Yeah, but he did that early. That was like
he was married
24.
Before? Did I
yeah,
that?
Now he's on his second, which is why, you know, you go over that like, 34-year-old, you're either married or something's wrong with you. But that's all just stereotypes, guys.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so then now I can kind of understand. But I also, I want to believe he's a good guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I do too. I think he is a good guy. I keep saying this. I just think he's going to be a complicated choice, whether or not like Tayshia picks him or not. Who are your top three?
Okay, I took notes because guys, I've noticed lately I have some memory loss. As I get older, I can't remember anything.
Or your glasses.
I need glasses too. Okay. Ben is my favorite. Ben, last night, opening up about his story, like his one-on-one, we can get into that more, but holy crap, he's really cute.
Really cute.
He's so cute.
And like, you could tell he was getting emotional during that one-on-one date, but like wouldn't let himself, which makes me feel like, oh my God, like I want to give him a hug and I want him to cry in front of me. I like him a lot. I kind of like Noah, but he's kind of driving me a little nuts because I think he's calling her Tisha.
Is he calling her Tisha?
Oh my God, I'm going to watch it over again.
If you watch that episode over, he freaking calls her Tisha.
That's so funny.
I was watching it with Will, the other boy, Oscar, in my house, and they both were like, he's calling her Tisha.
Oh, well, okay. We're never going to be able to look at him the same.
I know.
Let's talk about Riley, though, because Riley, we haven't given attention, and I feel like... One, he had a great, you know, he shared a very vulnerable story. Mm-hmm. We didn't get a lot of detail in that story, and not that he has to give us detail, but there is something with, like, his mom and dad split. Mm-hmm. His dad gets sole custody.
And then he comes to find out
that, like, his dad wasn't as good as he was led to believe, and then went and... you know, kind of abandoned that relationship and changed his name to his mother's name.
Yes. There is more behind that. He's definitely not letting us in fully.
Right.
But I think that it was really sweet to see him actually break down before telling her. I mean, I don't know if it's editing or not, but he broke down before because he was like nervous about losing her, which shows how much he cares.
Yeah. I was like crying when he like almost, when he was kneeling down before she even walked up to him and he was like crying because I was like, what? I in my head, I'm like, did his parents murder someone? Like, what happened? Like, there was so much going through my head. Obviously, I mean, it's just so sad. He obviously built up resentment towards, you know, a parent because of another parent and then realized it. And I think it's actually so beautiful that he went in with his mom, changed his name, started over. He's so well spoken. I would actually love for him to get a hometown.
Me too. And I think he's going to get that mystery spot.
I think he's going to get the hometown, and his story gives me chills. And when you bring it up again, I get chills.
Yeah, so sad.
It was weird. Dad knew. Like, as soon as he got the name wrong, Dad was like, there's a story behind this. I was watching with my dad last night.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, funny. They wouldn't put that in there for no reason. Because if his name was really Riley, whatever, whatever, then every other test would have gone out the window and it would have had no validity, you know?
Well, it's funny because I always think that those lie detector tests, I know, Ashley, you like, I think they're such bull crap. I don't think well, they're real.
That's why they're not admissible in court.
Right. And so that's why when he was
I love the way Riley said that. Riley was like, I don't use this on my clients because this is bullshit. I'm not a dumbass.
Yeah.
It's so hilarious. I thought it was so funny when Brendan like got it wrong and he like whispered to her, he's like, I am excited.
I know it's like very 2000 to use the word pure, like we must protect him, he's so pure, but that really is Brendan.
I feel that.
There's a couple things before we let you go that I wanted to talk to all of you guys about that I wrote down. I literally wrote down, Bennett is this really goodbye with a laughing emoji, because when he was in shock in the beginning of the episode, she's like walking by and he's like, is this really goodbye? I like literally was dying laughing.
I was so scared for him. I felt like I was getting dumped. It was sad.
I didn't feel anything. I was like, this guy is so unself-aware.
I hate him. I hate him so much. Emily, what do you think?
Okay. Bennett, I kind of liked him a little bit.
So that's my mom. My mom and my dad, literally, you guys have to see this argument they had yesterday. My mom was like, I don't care. He's good TV. He's very funny. He makes me smile. And my dad was like, you've got problems.
He's definitely manipulative. I kind of like how he acts so smart. He's pulling the age card where he's like, I'm so much smarter because I'm older than you, Noah, or whatever. But the way he like talks to Tayshia, definitely a little degrading, the way he like stares at her and stuff. And then when she left and he was totally shocked by the breakup, that was him like questioning her. And he's like, I'm not questioning your intentions. Like, I was never questioning you. But he stands up and he's just like in total shock that she didn't pick him. And he's like, whoa.
Like, that was a calculated move by her to be like, all right, this is my decision. Are you going to respect it? And then he comes back.
Yeah.
He's like, you made a bad decision.
But I kind of funny. I don't think he's like, his jaw scares the crap out of me. Like, it was scary.
Why?
But he looks like a Superman kind of. Like, I know Jared.
Yeah, he does. He looks like Clark Kent for sure.
Bennett would be a great Clark Kent, but also like evil. He's like your typical evil guy in a movie.
He is Superman, but like it's Superman's evil. Like evil, like twin, right? And the dark beady eyes when he gets like scared.
I said he's American Psycho without the charming part.
Well, okay. Also without the violence part. Like, we don't want to incriminate him.
Whatever.
The other thing I wanted to bring up to you guys is I was really sad for DeMar to go. I actually really love DeMar, and I think
he's hot.
He's so hot.
And he dresses so good.
And then, Emily, I wanted your take on her keeping Blake over Spencer and even keeping Noah over Spencer.
And keeping Blake over DeMar.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, personally, I think it's just for TV. I don't know. Or maybe she actually feels feelings for him. But I think it's weird. I thought it was absolutely like the worst choice ever.
I think they're like, okay, you got to keep Blake around one more week so you can dump him on this one-on-one date.
Yeah.
I agree with that a little bit, because I think that Blake may go on the one-on-one date and it might be really entertaining because he's just kind of gross. And I only say that because they kept talking about how he was so explicit when it comes to sex talk last week that maybe he's going to like talk about sex and it's going
to
be gross.
Well, in my head, purely because Spencer got the first impression rose, I just wanted to see that played out a little bit. So to me, in my head, it's more dynamic for Spencer to go on a one-on-one and be sent home just because he got the first impression rose. But and then the last thing I wanted for us to talk about is she told Zach she was falling in love with him.
Very good detection, Naz. Yes.
Lauren,
that's why I think he's gonna be number two. I don't think he's gonna be number one. I think he's gonna be number two.
Lauren,
too
obvious.
It's definitely super obvious that she's super into Zach. Like, every time they're together, it's just super obvious connection. Yeah.
But she's nervous. It's like the first like month nerves, you know?
Yeah. I like Zach. He's cute, but
he's really cute.
I'm scared how that's going to play out. I kind of feel like they don't end up together, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah. If she does end up picking him, I think it's going to be a struggle outside in the real world. real world. Yeah.
All right. Well, Emily, thank you so much for joining us. You always bring the humor and say things that, like, they're so creative.
So creative.
I'm not
it's
creative.
So funny.
You are. You're just like, so the way funny. That you said that Bennett's jawline scares you. It's fantastic.
I mean, yeah, I keep it real.
I love it. All right. We love you.
We
bye.
Love you so thank much. You. I miss you.
Miss you, girl.
We miss you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, guys. Well, that was a great recap. I love that we got to do that with you, Ashley, because I feel like we always do this, the three of us on our own, mm-hmm. but we've never actually like record our recaps. You know?
So fun.
Bennett's very polarizing, and that's what we've learned.
Yes. Well, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this special episode. Thanks to Pantene shampoo and conditioner. Get some at your local, you know, drugstore because
retailer.
Legitimately yeah. the softest hair you'll ever have.
Keep your hair moisturized.
So good.
It's very important. Love you guys.
Don't have hair break.
Bye.
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 If you want to be the most interesting person at the cocktail party, well, hop on over and listen to the Brain Candy Podcast.
Our award-winning content will have you laughing while you're learning.
We read all the best articles, books, and studies, and keep up with new TV shows, documentaries, and pop culture. And then we cram it all into two shows a week.
Conspiracy theories, cannibal rabbits, unsolved mysteries, the history of the Walkman. There's something for everyone.
The Brain Candy Podcast. Find our link in the show notes.
Or simply search for the Brain Candy Podcast on your podcast app. I don't get it.